Hello, 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 and welcome to the Big News Show. With me, Ben Bailey, of course. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode number 7 of the Big News Show. Got a lot of fun stuff on the show for you tonight, including, of course, the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, who's right here next to me. Sparky the dog will be chiming in at some point, undoubtedly, from upstairs. New guy Kieran is here. Look, he's going to show his face. He's healthy and well and back with us. We're going to go live from Vic's bar like we always do. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff. We're going to pay a visit to the wise old man on the mountain like we do. We're going to see some Ben's boxing because I tend to fight myself. Emma's got some crazy, weird, wild news stories. You wouldn't believe what one woman is selling in a jar. We're going to go to the comedy club for a minute. We're going to do some movie quotes as per usual. We're going to take viewer questions. Got a couple of good ones of those queued up. We are, of course, going to finish it off with Sunday, 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 and also maybe some other stuff. It's the Big News Show, episode 7. Let's do this. Hey, everybody, we're live from Vic's Bar. Looking for a sponsor for this segment. If you'd like me to mention your product right now as we roll into live from Vic's, I'd be happy to. Just give us a shout. Stella. Hello, Stella. Are you there? Are you there, Stella? Let us know. Hey, everybody, we are live from Vic's. Welcome. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you had a good week. I had a pretty good week. I went and did a show in Spring Lake, New Jersey at a place called the Shore Club. That was pretty fun.
Nice.
We had about 150 people came out to that. Some people that knew about it from listening to or watching this very program. And by the way, that is true for every show that I've done since I've been back on the road. There have been people that came out to those shows because of this show. So hooray for that. That makes me feel good.
Nice. That's really cool, babe.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, some people were like, how's Emma? Like, we thought you might bring Emma and Sparky. You thought I might bring Sparky to the stand-up show. This is a pretty interesting idea. I did not bring Sparky to the stand-up show, but I did have a good time. And I'm happy to be back in the studio here and coming at you guys with the Big News Show, episode 7. Let's get right into it, babe. Let's take a viewer question.
Okay.
Viewer questions, surprisingly, a segment where we take questions from viewers and we answer them. We actually answer them. We don't just take them. Emma asks me and I answer. What have you got for me, babe? Do you have a good one for today?
Team Ski asked.
Team Ski.
He asked this on the Ben and I have been going. The shows have been premiering and we've been chatting along with everyone live.
Yes.
And he asked during that last week, have you ever had to catch a cab? And if so, what was the cabbie's reaction?
Have I ever had to catch a cab?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, many times I've had to catch a cab.
Yeah.
And the cabbie's reactions have varied. Often they don't realize, you know. As I was when we were, you know, shooting episode 5000 of Cash Cab, people would get in the back, I wouldn't even look at them. I'd just be like, all right, here we go, whatever. And I think for a regular cabbie that's not shooting a game show, that's very much the practice. So people get in, you don't even look at them, you just
right.
Wait and hear where they want to go. But once in a while, they would turn and go, oh! It was one guy, oh! And he was trying to take a picture. He couldn't keep his eyes on the road. He's trying to take a picture of me while he's driving. I'm like, okay, let's take a picture at the end.
Wow.
Or
at least at a traffic light. There's
at least
when
we're stopped.
Traffic lights in New York.
A red light challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny. I once got out of the cash cab and hailed another cab and got right into it.
Mm.
And I got in and the driver was like, like he just made this totally unintelligible noise. And that is what made me realize that I could do and say whatever I want when people get into the cash cab.
Nice.
And they're not going to think it's weird. Because the things that come out of real cabbies' mouths when you get in are often like that, weird. So that's when I started doing all these weird accents. And I'd be like, where do you go? Just, you know, grumbling and groaning. Where do you go? Where do you go? Up, down, down, down. So that stuff was all inspired by an actual cabbie's reaction to me getting in.
They might think it's weird, but it'd be normal.
Right. Yeah, they might think it's weird, but weird is normal.
Yeah.
For what a cabbie's going to do when you get in. But good question, Team Ski.
Cool.
varied reactions, for sure. Some of them were actually angry. Some of them be like, "Oh, I know you." The guys that drove minivan cabs, if they figured out that it was me in the back, they would explain that they don't like me because people will hail them and they'll pull over and the people will look in and see that it's not me and wave them on. Go ahead. No, we don't want you. We're looking for the cash cab. So varied reactions from cab drivers. Some of them good.
Yeah.
Some of them not so good.
I remember going into New York City and looking specifically, but my dad would never get a van. He would only get the smaller ones.
Oh, really? You were trying to get the cash cab?
Oh, yeah.
And your dad was like, no.
Yeah.
Nope, we're getting anything but the cash cab. Yeah, why does your dad hate me, Kieran?
He used to watch along with me, and he would kill it. I would not do so great, but he would get pretty much all the answers right.
Oh, wow.
He's a trivia whiz, that guy.
Interesting. But he had no interest in getting the cash cab, or he just was like, we're never going to find it, son.
Yeah, it was more of that, I think.
I had people come all the way from Kansas to New York in the hopes of finding the cash cab and getting in.
Mm.
They did find me. They did get in, and they were so shocked and overwhelmed that they couldn't speak.
Oh, my God.
The poor people. We were like, guys, you have to. And they just couldn't do it. Like, they didn't play. They couldn't do it. They were just, like, shell-shocked, just sitting in the back. And I'm talking to them, like, guys, you have to react. This doesn't work, you know? Yeah, they must still be feeling really upset.
You need to give us an answer.
You guys have to do something. They were just frozen.
They had their moment and they blew it.
They did. Mm-hmm. They came all the way from Kansas and they blew it.
I wonder if the episode ended up airing. I think.
No, it didn't. No, we didn't use their game. We didn't even shoot a game with them. They couldn't do anything. They were like.
Oh, wow, you guys couldn't even shoot a game with them.
No, we didn't even get to the game. Like, they just were frozen. It was so weird.
That must have been very awkward.
It was really awkward. And we tried, like, mad to get them because we were like, this is great, a great story. They actually came all the way and.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Oh,
didn't happen.
The poor things. I must have been so disappointed.
It's funny. It reminds me when I started doing stand up, there's a club called the Laugh Factory out in LA. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
They did an open mic where you would go and sign up for the open mic. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. You have to get there in the morning.
Yeah.
And sign up because there's like 100-some people signing up. And then you wait in line all day.
Wow.
And then eventually they come out and they go, okay, you, and you get to go on.
Jeez.
And then everybody else is like, oh, and they go home and you have to wait around.
Mm.
But I did it a couple times. And there was a guy who was always first in line. Mm. I know I've told you about this guy before, babe. He was always first in line. He would get on the stage. And he would freeze. He would not be able to get himself to speak.
Oh, God.
That's so sad.
He would wait all day. He was first in line. He would wait all day. And he would get up there, and he would not be able to move or make a sound.
No. So heartbreaking.
Now, at this point, I'd like to say, and his name was and like some famous comic, but no, it didn't end up that way.
Oh.
But the weird part about it, I mean, my point is that you can actually get so scared that you can't do anything. Like,
fight.
You're literally frozen with fear.
Yeah. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Fight, flight, or freeze.
I think freeze isn't included in those
reactions. It should be. You're absolutely right.
But recently I was reading about, those are the reactions. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Freeze
is another one. You
which
know.
Is not, I mean, it's not uncommon.
Yeah, play dead.
Play dead, yeah. Well, this guy, the interesting part about it is that eventually, he started getting laughs without saying anything because he kept doing this thing where he'd like, you ever see a drunk person, a person who's really drunk and they keep looking like they're going to say something and then they don't? You know what I mean? Really like, this guy, he had this little thing where he would try to gear up.
Mm.
You could see him getting his motivation up and then he just didn't think he was going to say something and then he couldn't.
Yeah.
And then that started getting laughs.
Wow.
So he started getting laughs without saying anything. It was so bizarre.
Genius.
Yeah. Well, some people are like, wow, that guy's brilliant. I don't know if they were or not. But
he wasn't doing it deliberately.
He wasn't doing it deliberately. He was trying to speak and couldn't.
Oh, the poor.
It was crazy, and they kept putting them up. And there's all these other people that are like, you know what? I could actually speak when I get up there, and here I'm standing outside still.
As bad as it sounds, it might have been inspiration for somebody else. Like, oh, I'm not going to do it like that guy. I'm going to, you know.
I'm going to get up there and actually say something. Let's do, before we delay too much into the show, people get antsy, so let's do one of these. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. That means it's time for you to take a sip of your beverage. Whatever it is that you're drinking, might be beer, might be whiskey, might be coffee, might be tea, might be orange or grapefruit juice, whatever it is, it's time for you to drink your drink. Hold your glass up high and toast yourself for getting through the shitty parts of life and the fact that you're now laughing and having a good time with us. It's a cash cab drive-by. It's time for you to drink your drink. All right, the first cash cab drive-by is in for the night. I hope you guys enjoyed a sip of your beverage. I know I enjoyed a sip of mine, and I don't know if you've noticed, but it was from the new The Big News Show with Ben Bailey mug, which is kind of small.
they feel tiny, don't they?
I'm used to a very large mug. I guess this is a normal-sized mug, though. But yeah, we got them, guys. We got some of the stuff from the store.
Yeah, these are our regular size mugs. When people come here, they're like, oh.
They're like, why do you have giant mugs like that?
Do you have something a little smaller? But I love big cups of tea.
I know. I'm just used to a huge mug. So I'm going to try to offer some bigger mugs. But for now, this is what's available. And they're pretty nice, man.
They are a regular size. We're just used to the plus size.
Also, the Big News Show notebooks, which are pretty sweet. They are, they're notebooks. And they do have a nice little place in the back where you could put stuff into like a folder. And yeah, there you go. the Big News Show notebook.
The notebook.
There was something else.
Hats in front of you.
Yeah, I thought I showed them the hat. I didn't show them the hats yet. I was going to show them the phone case, which I really like, but I don't even know where I put my phone. But so yeah, here's Trucker Hats, The Big News Show with Ben Bailey, in three different colors. One, two, and three. These guys are pretty cool.
I like the...
You like the blue one, right?
No, I think I like that one with the red.
With the red?
Writing, but I like how they have that little roughened edge. Yeah, they're a higher quality
like
one.
You're attacked by some sort of...
A bear.
A bear, or a very small bear, or a large cat. Scratch the front of your hat.
Maybe a raccoon.
But they're very comfy and they're cool, man. I like them, so buy them.
But they have that worn-in look. They have that, like, not brand-new look. I like that they went to a little extra trouble to make them.
Yeah, me too. I'm very happy with them.
Look cool.
And I love the phone case, but I don't know where I put my phone. Do you guys know where it is?
No.
We'll show it to you later.
It's probably on the desk.
I've been in and out of the room screaming and ranting about the software, Mimo Live, that we're using for the show because it is making me insane.
Mm.
Just constant issues with it, and it's just so upsetting and frustrating. It just makes making the show 10 times harder. So we're going to switch. We're going to find a different way to do it, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to take me 50 hours or something to switch it over, and that's why we haven't done it yet, but that's what we're going to do. But since we're talking about some of the products, why don't we flip this around here and take a look at the Shopify catalog page. And you guys can see there's a lot of cool stuff, you guys. We put new stuff. Every time you guys tell us about something that you would like to see on the page, I try to make it happen. There's phone cases. There's tote bags. There's the hats. There are beer cozies, which somebody requested at some point. We've got a tall, slimline one. Thank you, babe. There's the shirt. T-shirt is on the stool outside the door, too, okay. If we want to show that off. There it is, the Your T-shirt Killed My Life T-shirt, which is very popular. We've already sold two of those, believe it or not. Next to that, a couple of things that I thought would be fun. Flip over for coolness pillow chamois, because you know how you flip the pillow over and it's cool on the other side.
Yeah.
And then another instructional pillow, in case you weren't sure how to use it. It tells you place head here. And maybe we'll make one for feet too. Just place feet here, and then you could flip them. And then at the bottom, maybe my favorite new item, the Sparkle Bark jigsaw puzzle. It is a picture of Sparky. It says Sparkle Bark on it, just like the hoodies. Or maybe it's just the picture. I can't remember. But it's a puzzle. It's a jigsaw puzzle.
That's crazy that you can do that. It's amazing.
Pretty awesome, right? So, yeah, there's lots of new stuff on there, and we're going to keep adding stuff. Guys, feel free to chime in. Let us know if there's something you would like. The bottle opener is there as requested. Nobody bought it yet.
And feel good about buying it because?
For a couple of reasons. One is that every time you guys make a purchase on here, a percentage of the proceeds goes to Share Our Strength, which is a really, really awesome charity that helps people that are hungry. No Kid Hungry is part of it. Feeding America is under the same umbrella. I think. And Share Our Strength began as a company that would take leftover food from restaurants and bring it to shelters that were nearby.
Wow.
And like millions of tons of food has been saved and allocated to people that need it through that.
So it's not just going into landfill.
Right, it's actually going to people who need it. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's really a great idea. And that one's been around for a while. But so every time you guys buy something through our catalog here, a percentage of it will go to Share Our Strength. And with every single order, and this sounds a little bit crazy, it's hard to imagine, but every time any of you guys order anything, a pound of plastic will be pulled from the oceans. So it's a really cool little option that I could add through Shopify. 55 cents is what it costs to go to this company and have people pull a pound of plastic waste out of the ocean. And so we've set it up. Every time you guys buy something, a pound of plastic will be pulled out of the oceans.
That's great.
Which is awesome, I think. I just hope we're not using more plastic than we're pulling out of the ocean with packaging and stuff. But we're not. It's supposed to be very friendly, environmentally friendly packaging as well. Oh, and there, Emma's got the T-shirt.
Cotton T-shirt.
Cotton T-shirt. It's actually a pretty nice shirt. I got it. I put it on. It's a little tight, but that is only because my muscles are so big.
I'll have to have you wear it next week.
Yeah, maybe I'll put it on for you guys next week. But so, yeah, there's T-shirts, there's hats, there's hoodies, there's tote bags, there's all that stuff on there. And it goes to several good causes if you guys decide to purchase anything. And here, by the way, is my phone case, which I'm loving. I really like it, and I think you guys would like it too.
I was impressed with the quality of it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's a perfect fit, and it's definitely very durable. And
nice.
Yeah, looks great. We got a mouse pad that was slightly, the print was a little off-center, and the people at Printify were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. And like, so if you guys do order something and there's an issue, they're very quick to react and we'll just send you another one like immediately.
Great.
So yeah, we're pretty psyched about all the products and we've got several orders out there already. So thanks to you guys who did. Elizabeth Fahey, thank you for suggesting and then buying the Sparkle Bark hoodies. We got an email from her saying that she's really liking those. So was there more viewer questions, babe?
There are. Would you like some more?
Yeah, let's do another viewer question.
Okay.
What the hey?
So Raphael Warrior Hamato.
Raphael Warrior Hamato. What a name.
Our regular viewer on YouTube.
What an absolutely insanely wonderful name. Raphael. Yes? Right, it's Ninja Turtle related, right?
It's a yes. Screen name, so we're assuming that. Yeah.
Right.
He asked Emma and Ben, what is your greatest fear?
Collectively? What is the thing that we both collectively fear the most, or individually, I guess? Do you have an answer for that? I'm going to have to think about that for a minute.
I have a lot of fears. I don't know if I could rank one as being my greatest. I
like the word greatest when it's used to describe something bad. Like, what is your greatest? What is your best fear? The greatest of my fears is my fear of being asked questions that I don't have answers to.
My best fear is the one that keeps me safe.
Right. Okay. So what is that?
I guess many fears do that. I hate rats. I like.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Oh, like really don't like rats.
And is that not somehow Ninja Turtle related as well? Isn't there a giant rat?
Oh,
Yeah.
Their sensei.
He's there.
Splinter, yeah.
Splinter is his name?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and say that that's a terrible name.
Master Splinter, I think.
Oh, that's a little better. Master Splinter. You hate rats, so rats are a big fear.
Skeeve me out. Yeah.
I totally got over rats living in New York for so long.
People take them as pets, I mean.
You just see them running across the sidewalk, and at first it's terrifying, and then you're like, oh, yeah. After a while, you're like, oh, yeah, there's a rat. I mean, they're pretty nasty.
Unless you were me.
Unless you were you, or yeah. Most people. I just kind of got over it.
I never did.
But, yeah, they're pretty skeevy.
Well, used to it, but I never got over it.
Mice, too, or just rats?
Rats. Just mice rats. Aren't great, but...
They're like small rats.
Yeah.
I grew up...
But much smaller.
I grew up when there was a mouse plague in
Australia. Oh, my God. A mouse plague? What the hell does that even mean? They were all sick? Or there was just so many of them?
There was plague proportions.
What is it with the plagues in Australia? Wasn't there like a toad, a cane toad one too, where they were just everywhere?
Well, cane toads, it's a long-term issue because it was because of locusts. In the cane fields in the Queensland.
So they brought the toads in to get the locusts.
Yeah, long time back, they were like, oh, scientists were like, oh, these particular toads from the U.S. will eat them.
Maybe so, pull your mic a little closer to your mouth there, right? If you can. Sorry, I just want to make sure everyone can hear you.
These particular toads will eat them. Let's introduce them. They'll
right.
eat the locusts. They're eating the cane, which was a huge... crop in Queensland.
Right.
And
like sugar cane?
Sugar cane, yeah.
Right.
Sorry. And
oh, that's okay.
And then problem solved.
Problem solved, except...
Yeah, except just...
No predators for the cane toads.
They're an invasive
species. Don't mess with nature. And not only are there no known predators... Well, there are Australian native animals that will eat them, and non-native, you know, pets and things. But they have these poison sacs... you know, on their sides back there behind their ears. And so when those animals eat them, it kills them.
Oh, wow.
And they just bred so prolifically, just out of control.
So they were just everywhere.
So they're a pest and have been ever since. And it's just been...
It's still an issue.
Yeah.
When did that happen initially?
I think it might have been in the 60s.
Wow. All these years later.
60s or 70s or something.
Those cane toads are... They still get the last laugh.
Yeah, so people get very...
Now they croak with an Aussie accent.
you could have said you wish that the Australian people, you know, they wish that they would all croak.
Kieran loves a good bad pun.
I do. The worse is... You know,
the worse the pun, the better it is.
The worse the pun, the more the fun.
I'm not going for laughs necessarily, but maybe more like disappointment.
Groans.
Maybe you want us to croak from it.
Yeah.
There's a similar thing. Mackinac Island in northern Michigan, they had a problem with flies, and they brought in, I think this is a very similar thing. They had flies, and they brought in these toads or frogs to eat them, and then the frogs were everywhere. Very similar situation. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they ever managed to remedy that or not. But
yeah. Well, Australia...
That's our quote from last week, our movie quote, don't fuck with Mother Nature.
And we found out... And who was it?
It was from Leviathan.
Okay.
Which we revealed at the end of last week's episode.
Okay.
So wait, cane toads, and what was the other one? That's not how we got into this. Mice. There was a mouse plague...
Right.
In Australia.
Yes.
So there was just like a zillion mice everywhere all the time? Or
where I was growing up in country New South Wales.
Right.
Dubbo. There was a mouse plague. And
it's so funny. It sounds like it's like a Disney horror film or something.
We had like a grasshopper.
5-0.
There was a grasshopper or locust plague 1 year too.
See, there's plagues. Australia is plagued by plagues.
Well...
Don't worry, it's not going to affect tourism, babe. You're like, I don't want to say that.
You say, well, you guys have plagues here too, but I can't think of any.
Just in Michigan, on a very small island.
Yeah.
So mouse plague, you're in the country, and like, does it affect? Like, are you like not be able to go out and play as a kid? because there's mice everywhere?
We lived, our house was the final house at the end of town, and I guess it was a newer development.
Right.
Or newly developed area. And beyond us was just undeveloped paddocks and fields, and so the mice would invade our house a lot. I don't know if it was as bad for other people, but wow. We were kind of, you know, the first, bit like when I lived in New York City and the restaurant underneath our apartment building shut down and we were the first apartment up. And
sure, the mice were like, where should we go?
And all the mice just went whoosh, up into, found their way up to us. It was awful. But yeah, they were
everywhere.
Yeah, and I want to say just a little warning. This is a little yuck if people.
It's a little bit gross, everybody.
Don't want to hear something gross, skip ahead. But they were so bad that Mum and Dad were like catching them in traps every night. All the time, constantly, they just had traps going everywhere all the time, and it was so bad that if they didn't empty the traps, get to them and empty them straight away, the other mice would come and eat the dead mice.
Oh, wow. It does seem like there's a solution in there somewhere. That is disgusting and awful.
And you know how you...
But how long did it last? It was after a while, you guys
you
were
know,
like, all right.
Sorry, more to it. I don't know how long it lasted. I was really little. I was
probably four
or something. Yeah. I remember Dad showing us that, you know how when you set a mouse trap, you use cheese or...
Peanut butter
or whatever, like you find the specific thing. Anything would attract them. Dad would get a little bit of string and dip it in some vanilla essence and tie it on the thing.
And that would get
them. That was enough.
Oh, they were starving.
And he would took us to the garage... And
that's garage to you and me.
and put it down and said, come. And we went and stood behind our bikes and just...
Which are not really a good, solid thing to hide behind, the bikes. So you were clearly visible in that.
Yeah, and I was, you know...
If you're in a gunfight, like, don't hide behind a bike, is what I'm saying. It works if you're watching mice.
In my memory, we were a lot closer than I am to you, to the trap, and Dad just sat it there, and we stayed there. And you know, we were little kids, we didn't have a lot of patience, but he was like, just wait just for a minute and just be quiet and just watch. And we did, and a minute later, whoosh, mice, and just started coming. So
wow,
yeah, it was pretty crazy. My poor mom, she was just constantly like cleaning,
just getting rid of dead mice,
because,
and cleaning everything because they were all over everything.
Yeah,
and wow, that sounds terrible.
And
man,
you have doubted me. Like sometimes I will spot a little something somewhere in the counter or the bottom of the oven, and I'll say it's mouse poo, and you're like, oh, I don't know, it might be something else. It might just be a little, and I'm like, no.
I love your impression of me.
No, I don't know.
When it's just the two of us, I'm actually like an a cappella.
No, you're Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I don't know.
That's mouse poop.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But yeah, it's true. You will spot something like, yeah, that's mouse poop. And I'm like, are you sure?
You sure? You're like, I don't think so. How could you know? It's probably something else. And I'm like, no, it is. Set a trap. And you're like, oh, we'll wait and see. And
here I am singing again. I'm going to start actually doing that.
It really is a Disney movie if they're singing and there's mice.
Mice are like, look, some delicious string that's been dipped in vanilla. Oh, no, what happened to our friend Fievel?
Oh, we just need a pumpkin. You can be the fairy godmother. Clearly, you got the voice for it.
Yeah. That is really my voice. This one that I'm using now, totally put on.
Well, the fairy godmother, I think traditionally in English pantomime, was always played by a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's much more entertaining for the adults. You know, they'll put in.
Because it's funny that it's a man acting like a woman?
That it's a man being the fairy godmother. And the kids don't notice, but.
I like the idea of the fairy godfather. I should have switched that up. Any wish, I will grant you. Just you name it, and I'll fucking make it happen.
You's got a dream.
You's got a dream, I make it come true for you's. That's a good character, the fairy godfather.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
it.
Me too.
I'm going to try something. I'm worried because we've had trouble with any graphics, but I think this whole thing calls for one of these.
Nice.
And I think maybe we got away with it.
Awesome.
We blew something up and it didn't mess everything up. That's fantastic.
Excellent.
Wow. Mouse plagues, frog plagues. Wasn't there an emu war? Wasn't there a war where like men fought against emus?
I know what you're talking about. I saw a video on YouTube about that. Yeah, they brought out machine guns to like
kill
these emus.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
like
the Great Emu War somewhere in Australia where they were like there were so many emus and they were not backing down. There's literally a battalion of army men squared off against an army of emus and they're charging and shooting them down.
I can't remember why they had to do it. They were like too many of them, maybe another place.
There were too many. There was like it was the same kind of thing. There were so many emus.
Huh. They can be a bit aggressive.
It's called the Great Emu War.
I do not like emus.
I've never actually had a conversation with one.
I was at a petting zoo once. It's the little red eyes, and it like looks at you.
Did it bite your fingers?
No, but it had intent behind those eyes. I saw it.
We used to feed them at the zoo when we were kids, and they're scavengers. They'll like come around, and they adapted to people being there in the picnic areas.
Right.
And they would come. We'd do like a barbecue picnic for lunch when we went to the zoo, which is what Dubbo was famous for.
Right, the Western Plains Zoo.
Fantastic zoo. And they would...
Huge, huge zoo, right?
Yeah.
Like you drive through it.
Yeah. Or ride, so cool. Or you could ride around on a bike. Right. Walking is like quite a trek.
I'd prefer to have a vehicle wild animals.
Is it free?
No. But...
it costs money to upkeep a zoo, Karen.
It's not...
D.C.
I mean,
has a free zoo.
The District of Columbia?
Yeah. And a bunch of free museums.
Nice.
Excellent.
That's cool.
We're going to switch to Kieran for a second here, just so you guys can see who. There he is.
Here I am.
The man behind the Kieran voice.
The man promoting free zoos and museums in Washington, D.C., which is worthwhile. D.C. is a great town. I'm going to be there doing shows in July.
Nice.
July 28th through 30th. It will probably be hot. We'll be indoors at the D.C. Comedy Loft. Link to tickets on the website, folks. If you were to go to my website, whoosh, you'll see that there's a list of stuff there. Spokane Comedy Club is up next. That's April 22nd and 23rd. Going to have a good time back in Spokane. Summit City Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana, May 6th and 7th. Then Zany's Chicago, May 18th to 20th. The 21st at Zany's Rosemont, which is up near the airport. D.C. Comedy Loft, then, is July 28th through 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. And then Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd. Who doesn't want to be in Appleton, Wisconsin in December?
Me.
Yeah, me neither.
I've
but it's going to be fun.
Before.
It's a really fun club, but it's going to be like 5 degrees out.
Oh.
And undoubtedly, I will be back in this little hotel that has fake fireplaces that give off no heat.
Oh, so funny.
They don't look real. Yeah. It's literally like... transparent orange
it was
paper
fabric but like with
blowing
a fan.
With a light under it doesn't look like real fire doesn't give off any heat but they spent the money to put them in this place for like what reason I don't know. Somebody thought they were a good idea.
The first time you went there
it was hilarious.
I thought
you want to warm your hands by the fire.
I was with you the first time you went there, right?
Yeah, but and I think that was a different club.
But the same hotel?
Yeah, but that hotel, that is in downtown Appleton.
Yeah, and oh, God, it was bitterly cold.
It was so cold, like we would run to the car.
Yeah, oh, and you had, from the room, somehow we were close enough to the...
Oh, I could remote start the car. Yeah,
so
that's right.
The window, you could see the parking lot. It was... We still had to go out and get in the elevator and go through the building and blah, blah, blah to get to it. It was quite a hike, but we were close enough through the window that you could remote start the car.
Yeah, we
in
had
the parking lot and warm it up.
Yeah, so the car would be nice and warm by the time we got to it.
God, but
we
it was had freezing.
Because we were like 30 feet from the car, but we were like up on the 8th floor or something, and the car was up high too, so we'd have to then go down and out through the lobby into the parking garage and up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. You like run to the car when it's freezing, and then you get in the car, and you, when you're not able to pre-start the car, you run to the car, you jump in the car. It's freezing in the car too. We turn on the heat, but it's not warm. So now it's cold and windy in the car.
Well,
that's
you
terrible.
Make yourself wait for the.
No, yeah, you can't. You have to
like,
turn it on at least.
Come on, get warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice that you can pre-start the cars and warm them up now.
One of my favorite things in the world is heated seats in cars.
Heated seats are the best.
Oh, I love
now
so
the car,
much.
The Tesla that we have now, which is a Model Y, which is an awesome car. Highly recommend the Teslas to anybody who's considering. And they're more affordable than they used to be, for sure. I know everybody goes, oh, I can't do that, or, you know, those are too expensive. But they're actually much more affordable than they used to be. The Model Y and the Model 3 are both very affordable.
Mm.
The X and the Y are still very pricey, but
the X and the S.
Yeah. You know, he purposely like wanted them to spell out sexy.
Really?
The S.
S and the X and
the
Y.
The 3 goes backwards for the E.
Oh.
And then X and Y.
Does that mean he's backwardly sexy?
Yeah, that's what it means. Which means he's not sexy at all.
That's what I like, the opposite of sexy.
But it's really nice that you can turn on the car and warm it up ahead of time. I use that feature often.
Mm.
And the warm seats and the warm steering wheel is nice.
Oh,
the steering wheel heats up. It's really nice on your hands.
So good.
But, I mean, that stuff hasn't been around that long, even just the remote start.
Yeah.
Has, you know, and now it's probably been 15 years, something like that, since maybe 20. But I remember when those things were brand new, and just like a remote popping of the trunk.
Mm.
I remember being a kid, and we had a car that you could pop the trunk remotely. And we were at a hotel, and the car was outside where I could see it, and there were people walking by. And I it was so new at that time that I could pop the trunk and really startle them. You know, as they were walking by, and I just thought it was hilarious. And it was kind of hilarious. But I don't know if I ever answered my greatest fear.
No.
Indifference. My greatest fear is that people are just indifferent to me.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. But
that's a good one.
I don't know. But it's greatest fear is a weird one. I don't have a lot of fears.
I'm claustrophobic. You telling the story about being trapped in the elevator last week, really, just the story gets me.
Yeah, that was
the thought of.
I mean, I was a little scared in the moment there, but that's not something that I'm just like normally afraid of. I have a fear of heights. Maybe that qualifies. I never did until I climbed a mountain. We went hiking in France, and we at the top of a mountain, there's this ancient ruin of a castle, what's left of it. We climbed up this long, winding path around the mountain.
Mm.
We get to the top, we get to the castle, and we go up to the top of the castle, and we're walking around the top area where, you know, the guards would have been. And we're above the clouds.
Wow.
And I see, as I look down, clouds are blowing by, and there's a gap. And I can see the fields, the farming fields below. It looks like it looks from a plane. And I just, like, I guess I didn't realize how high we had gone or whatever. But it just, everything just kind of went, started spinning on me. And I just, like, sat down and grabbed this pole. And I couldn't move. I was paralyzed by it, just like those people we were talking about earlier, by other things. Some of them by me and my taxi. I was paralyzed with fear. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights, too. I had this one experience where I climbed a fire tower, but the fire tower, kind of like what you're describing, it was on a mountain.
Right.
And it was windy, and you could feel it moving underneath you, like swaying in the wind. And I made it probably 3/4 of the way up, and I there's no way. I froze with fear. So, and then I also had this other experience where I went up in the St. Louis Arch, because you can go up top in there.
Yes, you can.
Same thing. There was clouds, and then I was looking, I was squinting, and all of a sudden I could see the water below me, and I just, like, you just get, you know, like, nauseous or, like, dizzy.
Right, that realization, that feeling that there's nothing under you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I've not had that. I mean,
I've had it repeatedly. Yeah. I was just in St. Louis, and my friends are like, you're going to go up in the art? I'm like, no, absolutely not. Because you go up to the top of that thing. Last time, or one of the times I was there earlier, the thing got stuck. There are people in it, and it got stuck at the top, and they couldn't get them down for, like, a long time.
When you were there?
When I was in St. Louis, not when I was, you know,
right.
I didn't go up in the thing. But I heard about that, and I was like, no, I'm definitely not going up in it. When I was a kid, I was fearless with those things. I would do anything, go up in anything. A high height did not frighten me at all, but now since that time at that castle, it's just different.
It's the getting stuck that frightens me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're in a tiny little elevator thing.
Well, the thing
like
that
it
was
goes
cool.
up and it just is hanging, right?
Yeah. The thing that was cool about it was almost like a ratchet system, because it's a curved building. If you obviously it's an arch.
Yeah.
So it kind of like would go up and then to the side and then up, but it's tiny. So if you're
claustrophobic, really small, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
I don't even like
I don't like going through tunnels. I don't like going underground. I don't like being in small elevators.
What do you like?
I like wide open spaces.
I believe
I'm
in
not
the wide open spaces.
That would be pretty crazy considering where I grew up. If I was agoraphobic, it's very flat and wide and open.
It's funny. I tell people that I'm afraid of heights, and some of them know me and know some of my history, and that I was a pole vaulter in high school.
Right. I was thinking,
it's a pretty funny.
They know how tall you are.
The idea, yeah, right. A pole vaulter who's afraid of heights is a pretty funny idea. But I didn't have my fear of heights back then.
Yeah. Oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah, as you're running.
No, I can't do this.
But I remember I was in Boston. I was walking across a bridge. You do like a tour of downtown Boston. You walk across a bridge, and it's like a metal grate.
Nope.
And I, as soon as I realized it, I couldn't go any further.
Yeah.
As soon as I looked down and I felt like there's nothing under me, I was stuck. And then I just had to like brave it out and take the, you know, 8 or 10 steps back to where I got on. I did not cross the bridge. Just like, yeah. Just takes the wind out of me, that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back after this. Do you ever meet somebody and they look a lot like someone that you already knew, and you don't really like that person that you already knew, so you kind of want to just be like, hey, you know, I don't know if it's going to work, you know, like, I don't want to judge you, I don't want to prejudge you based on your appearance, but you look a lot like Carl, and Carl's kind of a douche, I don't really like the guy, you know what I mean, so it's hard for me to look at you, what's your name, Mike, Mike. It's hard for me to look at you and not think of Carl, and I feel like that's going to make things difficult for us starting a new friendship, especially at our age. Not that we're the same age, I realize. I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you look like Carl. Carl's a douche, and I don't think I could do this with you because you look like him too much, and he's not a guy that I like, you know? I like you, but, like, you're going to I think what I'm trying to say is, like, if you want to be friends with me, then you can't look like this guy Carl that I really don't like. And if you do, you're going to have to do, like, a lot of extra stuff. Like, you're going to have to prove to me repeatedly that you're not him, you know? Like, I'll put you in a very Carl situation, and I'll see what you do. And if you do that right, then maybe we could hang out, you know? But if not, then you're just going to be, like, filed under Carl, you know what I mean? And that's not where you want to be. If we're going to hang out, you and me, you know, you don't want to be filed under K for Carl. I mean, you know, maybe it starts with a C, I don't know. weird, wild, wacky Wednesday weekly world news. Hey, babe, what have you got in store for us this week?
Okay, so as you know, the Mars rover has landed on Mars and has been taking photographs.
Yes, just recently or again? I know it was there a while ago. It doesn't matter. But Rover, someone's dog, went to Mars.
You know what?
And he's been taking pictures.
I don't keep up with the international. It's not international. It's just space. I was going to say the international space stuff. I don't keep up with the space exploration stuff.
Right.
That is a bit of a fear of mine. I don't like
space.
Thinking too much about how big it is, it just kind of, that skews me out a little bit. And makes
yeah,
me feel a bit weird.
I can relate to that. I mean, when you start to think about how huge it is and how you don't know where it ends and like, you're just like, okay, let's just stay focused here on the planet.
Yeah. That makes me feel better. It makes me feel.
So the rover was up on Mars taking pictures.
Some people are a lot more interested in it, of course. Scott C. Waring says that he has 100% proof.
100% proof.
That NASA is hiding facts.
Ooh, NASA's hiding stuff from us?
Yes.
That's juicy. I like the sound of that.
He says so NASA has shared footage and photographs.
From the Mars rover.
Yeah, of the surface of Mars. And he says that there's old boots.
There's old boots.
In the photos. And
okay, and I think we have a picture.
Yeah.
Let's, okay, I guess that's pretty far out. But he thinks that those are boots?
Yeah. With one in the front, I think, is supposed to be a boot. And then further back is like a statue.
Okay.
And then there's like... of a person in a sitting position with her hair up.
Wow.
I don't think that's a person. I think that's a woman if she's got her hair up. And a face buried in the dirt and another piece of machinery. And he...
A face buried in the dirt. That's creepy.
Yeah. And he says this is 100% proof.
What, that people were there and left their boots?
No, just that NASA is... like... Yeah, I don't know.
That they're hiding something.
They're hiding facts and keeping us in the dark. And he thinks that because they're close to where the rover was, that is more proof of it. Which to me is like, if you're hiding something, wouldn't you just hide it?
Well, I don't understand what he thinks.
That, I don't either.
Like, there's somebody left an old pair of boots on Mars, and NASA just accidentally took a picture of the boots and shared them with the world while they're trying to hide stuff from us.
I know.
Unless that's supposed to be like, oh, he thinks it's like New Mexico or like a different desert on Earth and that they're just playing it off.
Right. Like the moon landing, the people that don't believe in the moon landing.
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
okay,
oh, no, they never made it to the moon.
That would make more sense. But he said he believed he spotted an alien watching the Mars rover in photos that they released.
An alien watching the rover.
He's going back and forth pretty.
Yeah, wait. So which is.
And that was 100% proof. It was about a foot tall with a pink body.
Oh.
So.
A pink body.
But I'm like, if the stuff that they're trying to hide.
Go ahead, babe.
If there's stuff that they're trying to hide, just hide it.
Yeah. Why release pictures of it?
I don't know. Like, if he thinks they're talking in code or... But I love that, like...
I saw an alien watching the rover. Like, there's an alien there just like, hey, what's that thing?
And to
a spaceship lands on Mars and the aliens are like, but maybe that explains the boots. This guy's come back for his boots.
But to me, like, I'm not seeing boot there. But, you know, you look at the clouds, you watch the clouds, and everybody sees something. I've seen rabbits. I've seen perfect
old
elephants
boots,
in the cloud.
Aliens, Mars rovers.
I think that must be 100% proof that there's actually elephants up in the sky.
Floating in the sky that are made of cloud material. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I haven't done that in so long, like just lay on my back in the grass and look at the clouds.
Yeah.
When it warms up, I'm going to make a point of doing that.
Sounds good.
I think it's good
that
for
does
you.
Sound
I think
good,
that'll
yeah.
be good for you in particular.
Wow, geez. Sounds like I have some issues. I have temper issues right now because of the the problems with the technical aspects of this program.
Sure.
But the people watching, you should not be experiencing any of that, as we will have gotten rid of it before this point. So, yeah, that's really interesting. The guy thinks that there's aliens on Mars, but he also thinks that it's all a hoax.
I don't think there was no suggestion of it being a hoax. That would make
Kieran very clearly made that suggestion.
That would make sense if that was the thought. But I don't know what it is. If he's thinking, he says that they don't want to admit to this stuff because then they would have to say that they've been hiding things from us for the last 50 years. I don't know.
Just the last 50.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what those things are that they've like already
alien
been.
Spaceships.
Oh, but they've already been to Mars and left their old boots behind.
Right. Like, yeah. It's weird.
But like, it's a big planet, right?
It's a pretty big planet.
You know that they just happened to land right where they left their old boots when they went before.
The idea that someone would leave their boots. That's just crazy.
And I also love he says that there aren't.
No, it's not like people are up there walking around in jeans and T-shirts.
You can't take your boots off.
No, you couldn't. You're wearing a suit that's like keeping you alive. There's no boots.
But they're heavy-duty army issue.
Army issue boots.
That's what he
boots.
Said specifically. Oh. I'm like, it doesn't look. It's a darker colored rock to me. There's lots of rocks. And
it's not even. It doesn't even look like it's in the shape of a boot.
Right. But you know what? If we go to Mars and we don't find some things that are a little unusual, like, that'd be pretty disappointing. But
well, there's not much up there, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of rocks and then
excuse me.
And then some rocks that just happen to look like boots to some people, in my mind.
Yeah.
But, like,
that's ridiculous.
You know, I'd expect some variation. There's a lot of variation here on Earth. Maybe not as much on Mars, but, like, come on.
Yeah.
There's going to be some... something that look at least a little bit interesting. It doesn't have to be boring old boots.
Right. Well, the idea that there's a pair of boots sitting up there is just really funny to me. We spent millions of dollars creating this thing that we sent to the surface of Mars. It can actually drive around and take pictures, and we found an old pair of boots. That's great.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, that guy's deluded at best. Is there any other news items to cover?
There is. It made me think of one that I didn't use last week, though. It was it just reminded me how like people did volunteer to go to Mars when they asked for volunteers for manned, and there was a plan that there was going to be a manned mission to Mars, and it was going to be a one-way trip. No guarantee that people would make it there, and thousands of people like put their hand up to be part of it.
Wow. Not me. I was not one of those people.
No, I wasn't either. And I was just like, I can't think of anything worse. Like, just sounds horrible. And they had to pass these like psych exams in order to do it. I'm just like, is there anyone that
to pass a psych exam to make sure you're not crazy?
Yeah.
We're not sending crazy people to Mars?
No, we're not sending crazy people that don't ever want to see their family or their friends or
right, like what are
anything
they...
on Earth ever again. We're just sending really sane people who...
I'm happy to stay here where there's air and water and gravity. Like those, the combo of those three, I think I'd like to keep all of those around me if possible.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like a great idea.
COVID made everyone stay at home, so... you know, it would be like that, but 3 years of travel plus you can't go outside. That sounds brutal. The journey itself sounds.
Is that how long they say it would take? 3 years to get there?
I think it's 3 years.
But by the time you get there, you've aged 27 years.
And you know, there's no guarantee that you're gonna make it.
No.
Like
hell, no, there's not.
There's no, like
you might get all the way up there, trying to get your old boots back.
That's where I left them.
You know, I look behind the couch. I check the front hall closet. Oh, I left them on the red planet. Yeah, there's no guarantees. Of course not. But, you know, people are looking for...
Yeah, I guess people want to test themselves. They want to see what they're really made of. Like the Tough Mudder thing.
Like if you hate your life...
Notoriety, too.
If you hate your life... Yeah. And you're like, man, I wish I could get off this planet. And then it's like, sign up to go to Mars. Oh, shit.
There's my ticket.
Wow, maybe I should put my money where my mouth is and go for it. But not me, man.
But
I was in this. I played in a celebrity poker tournament mm-hmm. once, which I'm a terrible poker player. I'm awful.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I've never been really into cards or good at any kind of cards, and I just don't really like the idea of gambling much. But
yeah, I wouldn't say you're bad at cards.
I got invited to play in this thing, and it was awesome. It was at this big, nice venue in the city, which I can't remember what it was called, but like. I felt like James Bond. Like I rolled in there in a tux, and I was drinking champagne and sitting at a table playing cards, and people were backing me because they wanted the celebrity guests to stay a while and not just get run out of the game.
Oh, cool!
So I had backers, and I was like doing pretty well, and I like made it to the final table, and so it was like myself and I think a football player, and then professional card players. And they ran us out of the game in like a second. And then they played for the big money, right? And some of that went to charity. But so after the card game, there was like a dinner kind of thing and then an auction. Mm. And they were auctioning off some pretty cool stuff. Richard Branson had made a donation a long weekend on his private island, which I bid for but didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I was close, but I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they auctioned off, and this is years ago now. Like, I know it's actually happened since then. But at the time, it seemed ridiculous that they said, we're auctioning off a trip into outer space. And the auctioneer did a great thing. He had the two people bidding for it, and they both got up to $250,000 for a seat on the first Virgin Atlantic flight into space. Which is Virgin Galactic, I think they called it.
Mm.
And he got up to $250,000 bid from two different people, and then he said, you guys can both go. So he raised $500,000 for the charity and just in that second.
That's fantastic.
And then I have to imagine that years later, when that actually happened, they went up.
Ugh.
I mean, that's just terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I think this is so cool. Can we go back down now?
Oh.
This is amazing. Can we go back to Earth, please?
Mm.
But, like, some crazy shit has happened. Like, that. There's a guy who jumped, who, like, parachuted. Remember that guy? We
right.
saw that video?
Yeah.
He went out of the atmosphere and jumped out.
He passed out while he was falling, too.
Yes, he did.
Big surprise.
That's
proving
crazy.
That Red Bull does not give you wings.
Once and for all.
Pretty crazy, man.
Oh.
People are doing some crazy stuff. So is that it for the weird, wild, wacky Wednesday Weekly World News, or is there another one?
There's more. Do you want more? That was making me think about people going to Mars,
yeah.
and then the people in Switzerland wanting to test out the new jail, putting their hands up, volunteering to spend time
what?
In a new prison for a day or two, just to test it out. Hundreds of people.
They volunteered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Why? What were they offering in there? See what it's like to be incarcerated.
Nothing. It was just they didn't expect, like, a big response, but apparently they had a huge response. Lots
oh,
because
people were like, it's going to blow up my social media, man. I'm going to be posting on Insta from the prison.
Maybe.
Well, that's pretty sick. I would not have imagined that anybody would volunteer for that.
But 830...
Without even having the joy of committing a crime for it.
But the...
Yeah, I want to test it out.
The joy
but I'm not
of
volunteering.
Knowing
I'm going to do something. What's that?
But the joy of knowing you're going to get out.
Right, it's not the same.
Yeah. 832 people said...
Volunteered.
Yes, please. I will spend a couple of days in your prison to test it out.
Wow. Were they? Now, they must have been offering some kind of incentive.
No, just a couple of... Just bed, room and board.
Room and board.
Were there other criminal, like actual
bed
criminals?
And slop.
No, it wasn't open yet.
I would do it then. I probably
you
go.
Would?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Why
just
not? I got plenty of reasons. Why not? I like my bed.
Yeah, I mean, there must have been a financial incentive.
There was no financial incentive. There's no financial incentive for those people to go to Mars either, and that's much more drastic.
Yeah, but they don't think of it that way. Mars is like an adventure. Prison is like, what?
Clearly, it's an adventure.
I mean, could you at
some
point
people.
You just like buzz and be like, okay, It's good.
I think people would be wanting to, ready to go home. Now, this is a little too real.
No.
I think when those prison bars locked in front of your face, you would probably start to feel quite differently about the whole process.
It depends on the hotel. The prison? No, I was going to say.
That's what people think of it as a hotel. No, clearly, here it is.
I saw a video of this prison in Greenland, and it was... as nice as a hotel or like a condo. They had the multiple bedroom suites.
And that brings me to tonight's movie quote. Do you want to go back to where you were when I found you? Unemployed in Greenland.
Oh, I knew this one.
All right, we'll give you the answer on that one later. Go ahead, Kieran, and finish your thought.
No, I was going to say it was just that they had these big grand windows that had this amazing view of the bay and they had jobs that they could do, and a lot of them were selling and smoking marijuana and just openly and with the guards.
This is with once you're in prison.
Right. They're in prison. They were smoking
but they have a nice view and they have
beautiful
good weed.
View. They have multiple
three
rooms.
Square and a roof over their head.
Yep.
Now see, now that sounds right for some people. I could think of a handful of people that I know personally that should sign up for that. Because their lives would be better than they are now.
Yeah. You might not have legit bars either. You got to think about you could have just a door or maybe
right, you don't have the metal bars slamming shut necessarily.
Yeah, but it looks like more like what you'd think of as a real prison.
Wow,
the photos.
So
of the
weird
one in
man
Zurich.
You never know what people are gonna do.
Yeah,
you never know what's gonna.
I think they want to test their metal,
spark their interest,
see what they're made of.
Test
spark
their metal.
Interest. Get away from their spouse
spelling,
for a little while.
How are you spelling metal? Test your metal.
Metal.
Like metal, like ding ding. This is made of metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that?
But then, an Olympic medal is with a D.
Yes.
And now, is there another metal like METTLE?
That
is that even a word?
Nettle.
Nettle, I know, but is there metal?
I don't.
What about on Scooby-Doo, those meddling kids?
Oh, good point. That's probably spelled like that.
That might be D-D-L-E.
Oh, metal.
Oh, yeah, that's with D's, metal.
Right,
meddling.
So metal, metal, and metal.
Metal with a T-T, yeah. Oh, you're right, babe. A
that's a word, right?
Ability to cope well with
situations. Right, so that's the metal. Test your metal.
Okay, so, yeah.
Interesting.
So, with T's, I was right about that, but... I was spelling it wrong.
Right, so it's two T's, L-E.
Yeah.
Not, it's a different thing. It's the ability to cope with harsh conditions or...
Yeah.
I thought it was just a saying.
Or the ability to enjoy a view while getting stoned.
Yeah.
With in Greenland!
Okay.
You were supposed to be this great, immense, colossal thing, and yet he gains. More quotes from the same film.
Okay, so do you want the final story?
Oh, yeah, there's a final story.
Okay.
Yep, hold
right.
on. Let's do the... And now the final Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News story.
Okay. So, a woman who, I guess her most famous thing.
The thing she's known for?
The thing she's known for.
A woman who is known for?
Known for being on 90 Day Fiancé. She was a YouTuber beforehand.
Wait. Being on what?
90 Day Fiancé?
What is that? Is that
TLC,
a TV show?
Yeah, TLC program.
What does that even
Kieran
mean?
Kieran knows about it.
90 Day Fiancé. What is that? What's the gist of that?
So
you get engaged for 90 days?
No, it's I looked it up. Kieran, have you seen it?
I've only seen clips of people kind of making fun of certain people from it.
You've seen sketches making fun of the
guy,
show.
There's a guy in the show that he has less of a neck, and his head actually just kind of meets his shoulders. He's kind of, for lack of a better word, a little bit of a meatball, but he's,
Nicholas Nick.
His fiance is not the kindest to him.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the show. It's just like desperate. Men.
It's just people that are engaged and don't
it's
get along.
It's people who've met online.
Right.
And their fiance, one of them is here in the US, and their fiance is overseas.
Okay, so it's long distance.
Or in another country.
They're engaged. Yeah. Have they met? Have they actually met each other?
They haven't met.
Oh, my God.
But there's a type of visa, apparently K-1 visa, where people can come in on that visa, and then they have 90 days to get married after that. So basically TLC, I guess, helps bring them here, and they have 90 days of living together and deciding, do we want to get married at the end of this? Or
am I going back to wherever?
Do they want to go back home?
And wow.
So they're like getting to know each other for real after this online relationship and courtship and stuff.
And they're just kind of following them through it, reality style.
Yeah.
And one of them has no neck. Necklace Nick. Now, how are you spelling necklace? Is it L-A-S-E, L-A-C-E rather, or L-E-S-S?
All right. So Stephanie Marzo.
Necklace Nick wears necklaces. Mm-hmm. That's his big thing. He sells necklaces. So a woman from this show, 90 Day Fiancé.
She was a YouTuber. She went on 90 Day Fiancé.
She was a YouTuber, meaning like, so she had like a lot of YouTube fans.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she decided that selling farts online.
What?
Sorry.
Selling farts.
That's as good as the guy that sold rocks with googly eyes and pet rocks.
Oh yeah, that's selling farts online. How? What?
That
are you serious?
Okay, pet rocks became very popular. They were
pet
like
rocks
a
were
big,
huge,
big thing.
Yeah,
but she discovered that there's an audience apparently for a market for bottling and selling farts. She
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Forgive me, but what the fuck?
I have so many questions.
I know, right?
What?
So she
farts into a fucking jar and then tries to close it up real quick?
Okay, Kieran, can we have the photo?
I've got the pic. Hold on.
Oh, you've got it.
There's a pic for this one that's on me.
Yeah,
hang
so she farts into a jar that looks like this. That's her holding
my God.
It up. There's a rose. There's a rose petal in there. I'm not sure why there's a rose petal in it. Maybe she puts it in just to so she knows that jar has been farted in.
Right.
Or
how would you know which ones had been filled?
Just to present it. I'm not sure what the deal is.
What do people do with them? They smell them?
That's the only question I don't want the answer to.
Yeah. Oh.
What the?
Yeah, she was saying like.
What's her name? Does she have a name, this woman?
There's Stephanie Marto.
Stephanie Farto.
So anyway,
wow.
She found
Unreal.
Out that she could sell them for $1,000 a jar.
My God.
What?
So.
$1,000?
$1,000 a jar.
A fart.
There was discounts.
You can't even prove that it's in there.
There's discounts at Christmas.
Christmas farts? Christmas fart discounts? Come on. We're running a special 2-for-1.
I mean, some discounts at Christmas time. She sold.
Oh, guys, guess what's coming to the Shopify store?
Oh, God. So
farts. I'm going to start farting. Maybe they want yours, not mine, babe.
Kieran's,
we're going to put jars of farts up on this.
We'll see who does the best.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have
it's a fart off.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a McDonald's milkshake, and I'm going to create an inventory that'll last years.
okay.
This is reminding me of so many bits of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But this is real. You're not just making this up. No. Like, this woman's actually selling jars with farts in them.
Okay. She was. She's 97 jars in 2 days was the...
What?
Was the record. So you guys have something to quite to...
97 farts in 2 days?
Yeah, that was during the holiday special period.
Wow, when they were only $500 each.
So she made more than $200,000 selling these farts.
There are people, hardworking, decent people, that are going to hear that and want to kill themselves. You've got to be kidding me. Okay. $200,000 she made selling farts.
She was making $50,000 a week in December, which is, you know, 500 farts. Jars of farts a week, right?
That's a lot of farts.
$1,000 or... Oh, no, 50. If there are 1,000. Yeah, so,
I wasn't paying enough attention.
She changed.
Either one is just, I'm stunned.
So she changed her diet in order to crank these farts out. And she was eating, her diet was like consisting mainly of beans and eggs and yogurt. I don't know why the yogurt, apparently that makes her farty.
Some bacteria in the yogurt.
Yeah, but it's already fermented, like it shouldn't.
Yeah,
this is crazy. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. What are you going to do with it? What do you do with someone's fart in a fucking jar?
I don't want to know.
Just open it and pass it around? Like, what's...
not going to last very long either. Okay, so one day she had 3 protein shakes and a large bowl of black bean soup. And over New Year's Eve, she ended up feeling like she was having a heart attack. She felt all this pressure coming up into her chest.
A fart attack? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
She called a friend and they took her to the hospital, and it turns out it wasn't a heart attack at all. It was just intense gas pains. Because
she almost farted herself.
Yeah.
$200,000.
Yeah, so she's
Is there anything special about these farts? Like, is there like some?
Just that lady in the picture who, I mean, I don't know. She has an adult friendly website, which I think is
an adult
that she's created.
Adult friendly.
Yeah, which I think is just an adult.
Like, she's naked on it and stuff.
I don't know. I didn't go that far with the
God,
research.
People are so weird.
Probably an OnlyFans thing.
Yes, I think it's something along the lines of that she's started herself.
Along the lines of what?
There's a site called OnlyFans. It's just like amateur people putting up whatever they want, I guess, including farting in jars.
Catering to fetishes and stuff.
Oh, that's so
I guess.
Incredibly weird.
Well, yeah,
good for her.
Honestly,
I mean, talk about making something out of nothing.
If you're not hurting anyone.
She's an entrepreneur.
She certainly is.
I'm telling you guys, they're going to be up on the website soon. I can fart in a jar.
She stopped.
She stopped doing it?
She stopped doing it. Yeah.
How could you bail on something so lucrative?
I think putting yourself in hospital.
Well, but sell 2 or 3 a day, like, you know,
eat less beans.
Yeah, you don't have to bag it all together.
Well, she's turning to NFTs now, which I don't.
Oh
really
my God! I was going to say it's almost as ridiculous as NFTs,
right?
But a fart is actually something that exists temporarily, anyway.
And this is many skeptics believe that NFTs are nothing but hot air. So,
oh, the good old hot air joke. That is perfect for Kieran.
There you go.
Right up Kieran's alley. Wow. That is some weird, wild, wacky Wednesday Weekly World News. We'll be back right after this, guys. You got to keep track. Holidays will sneak right up on you. Not all of them. Ash Wednesday, for instance. I can always tell when it's Ash Wednesday by how people are walking around with ashes on their foreheads. And it's Wednesday. Now, you would think that those two things would make it obvious to everyone, but they do not. Why, just this past Ash Wednesday, I was sitting at the bar when a friend of mine walked in, sat down next to myself and another guy, each of us with ashes on our foreheads. And my friend looks at me and says, "Dude, is it Ash Wednesday?" So I thought about it for a second, and then I said, "No. No, it's Put a Cigar Out on Your Friend's Face Day." And then I put my cigar out on his face. Because what could he do? He knew what freaking day it was. He just had to sit there, quietly smoldering, and hope to be better prepared for next Put a Cigar Out on Your Friend's Face Day. Which I'm sure he will. I'm sure next year, when that special day rolls around, I'll wake up to a knock at my door. I'll open it, and there he'll be. Big smile on his face. Cigar burning brightly in his right hand. And he'll go, "Guess what freaking day it is?" And I'll go, "It's Ash Wednesday, you fucking idiot." And I'll kick him in the balls. Starting a new day, kick your friend in the balls who thought it was Put a Cigar Out on Your Friend's Face Day, but really it was Ash Wednesday Day. It's a long name for a holiday. It's going to be hard to fit it into the little boxes on the calendars, but I think it's worth it. So happy Ash Wednesday, everybody. Keep an eye on the calendar so you know what's going on. That's all I have to say. We are live from Vic's bar in Ben's house. It's Vic Henley's bar at Ben Bailey's house. We're having a good time, man. Having a good time chatting about stuff. We had some crazy news stories. I can't get over that one. But hey, before we move on, anybody interested in advertising or having us mention your product on the show, let us know. We can include it in the intro to this segment or any of the others. We'd love to have some sponsors, you guys. Stella, I'm talking to you. So based on what we just saw, we know it's Ash Wednesday. Are there other holidays, babe, for today? I think we have to include that one in our Sunday, right?
Absolutely. We can always also throw in Stop Bad Service Day.
I like the sound of that. Stop Bad Service.
I know. It felt like it was appropriate for right now. I think we've been noticing, and I'm sure other people out there have, that
there's been a decline in the level of service since COVID.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Which, you know,
in some cases there is literally no service.
Right.
Because there's just places are understaffed. Yeah.
Yeah, so understaffed.
Stop Bad Service Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what are we meant to do to celebrate Stop Bad Service Day? Do we know, or it's just like, hey, I wish this would end.
They just say the day is all about drawing attention to unpleasant customer service experiences.
Okay.
And they encourage everyone to try to nip this trend in the bud.
Wow. I think it's a bit late for that, since there's been horrible customer service for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, I think it started.
I think the worst one.
Day might have started before.
Right, yeah, it's been around a while. But so if we're meant to draw attention to it, I guess we could do that. I've had many examples of bad customer service. I think the worst one was the robo lawnmower. Breaking news, folks. Sparky is a howlin'.
Aw, Papa. Aw. so lonely and mournful.
Oh, poor Sparkle Bark. Let's see if the breaking news thing works. It works, but it causes static, which may or may not be on the recording. We'll find out. We interrupt tonight's broadcast to bring you this information. Sparky is currently howling in one of the upstairs rooms. I bought this robotic lawnmower, which was meant to drive around and cut the grass by itself, and it was amazing.
It was.
It was so good. The grass never looked better.
Yeah.
It literally cuts the grass every day.
Yeah.
A little tiny bit. So there's never any grass to clean up. The grass, the clippings are like act as mulch and feed the grass. And
yeah, it just goes straight onto the lawn. It doesn't get collected.
It was amazing. It cost $1,000, that thing. And you set up a barrier around the yard, a little wire that you put in, and it finds its way back, charges itself up. It was amazing. Mm. But then it wasn't getting a couple of little spots, so it was like you have to program zones into it.
Right.
And they said, I called them, and they said, okay, if you want to program zones into it, or I read up on their on the website, actually, if you want to program the zones into it, you have to make sure you update the firmware. So I followed the instructions for updating the firmware, and it just killed the thing dead. It was a brick. It wouldn't do anything after that. And this is like 3 weeks after we got it going. And oh, man. So then I called them, and I literally was on hold with their customer service department for like 6.5 hours. 6.5 hours. And I never got someone. I never got a person. And then finally I did the next time I called.
This is pre-COVID.
This is pre-COVID, yeah.
Sorry.
It was the worst customer service I've ever experienced. In the end, I wrote them a letter and I said, I have this many followers and fans. I am this guy. I am Ben Bailey. I have this many followers and fans on my social media platforms. And unless you guys refund my money for this thing that is a paperweight now, I am going to include a slam of you and your company in everything that I produce. Like, I'm going to write it into every script. I'm going to put it in every broadcast. Everything I ever do is going to tell people how awful you are. And they sent me a check. They called me back and they said, we're going to send you a check. It's going to take a while, but put a check in the mail. Would you please send us back the faulty equipment? I said, yeah, after I get the check, I will. Yeah. I'm not going to send it back to you now. Then I have like nothing, you know. In the end, they made it right, but I had to threaten them.
Yeah,
I spent like a total of a full day, 24 hours on the phone with them on hold or talking to someone over a period of weeks. It was brutal.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
And to me, that's not making it right.
No, they should have. I should have billed them for my time. Mm. I spent a full work week.
But yeah, that you have to say I am this person and
right,
and I can hurt you like
before they do anything. Yeah,
good. Like that's not making it right for anyone.
I once had a landscaper that I hired, and they came and they were like edging around one of the beds, and they cut a sprinkler line, and it was spraying all over the place. Right. And I called the guy and I said, hey, and he was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He came over. Mm. He fixed it. He apologized. The service that day was free. And then I stuck with that guy.
Yeah.
Like that mistake. And he said it to me later. He goes, hey, man, that some places get annoyed or like not do what they're supposed to do or tell you, oh, just deal with it, whatever. He's like, to me, that's an opportunity. If I handle that right in your eyes, then you're going to stay with me as a customer because you're going to trust me. Even if something goes wrong, I was like, that is good customer service.
Yes. And it's been shown. My friend Viv told me that, like, if a company messes up somewhere and they fix it,
right,
then the customer is so much more likely to be loyal to the company than if nothing ever went wrong.
Yeah. Totally.
Plus, you get referrals as well, which is.
Right. You'll tell people the story. of how this went wrong and they did the right thing, and then it's so much
better. Yeah, because there's a level of trust. You know that they fix things when they go wrong. If everything goes right with the company and they don't get that chance, you think, okay, well, it's gone okay now, but if something goes wrong, or you're not like consciously thinking it, but you don't have that level of trust that you do, that like, okay, when things are bad, they'll step in
right.
and make it right.
It's an opportunity for them to show you that they can handle it. All right, yeah. So we've got Ash Wednesday, we've got Stop Bad Service Day,
mm-hmm.
and I assume there's at least one more.
Yes, sorry, my computer shut down while we were chatting, and I...
Oh, boy, better call customer service. Hello, Apple. Hello, Apple, are you there?
And a National Soup It Forward Day.
Soup It Forward?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to need to know what the hell that means.
Okay.
So National Soup It Forward.
So, it's kind of in the name, Pay It Forward with Soup, essentially. It's to urge people to spread love and generosity with a bowl of soup.
Love. I just got the craziest itch on my eye.
With soup, it should say, with soup.
What causes that? Jesus. All right, so Soup It Forward.
So
buy somebody a bowl of soup.
Yeah, or make it and take it to them. Soup's supposed to be one of the easiest things to make. If you really can't,
that's reflective of me and how I tend to feed myself. Buy someone a bowl. You could actually make soup. Oh, right.
Soup is hydrating. It's nourishing. Like, and if you take it to someone, whether you buy it or make it yourself, you know, you often
you're souping it forward.
Yeah, and you're visiting people who'd need a visitor often, and a
All
bit
right.
of cheering up and a bit of care.
Well, I think that sounds pretty good. Soup It Forward.
I wish it was like a little earlier when we're not things aren't starting to warm up. Like,
taste the soup. What's wrong with the soup? Is it too hot? Taste the soup. Is it too cold? Taste the soup. Is there a hair in it? Taste the soup. All right. I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha. That's a great joke. No soup for you. So it's the opposite of Soup Nazi Day. It's National Soup It Forward Day,
mm-hmm.
Stop Bad Service Day, and of course, Ash Wednesday. Here we go, folks. This weekend, one day only. Spread some ashes on your forehead because Jesus died for our sins. Now, call up some customer service and complain and tell them how awful they are because it's Stop Bad Service Day. Just call and go, stop it. Just stop it. You suck. Stop it. You should find another job. And now go make or buy some soup and give it to somebody who needs some soup because it's Soup It Forward Day. All right, everybody, thanks so much. That is it for the Big News Show, episode number 7, with me, Ben Bailey. What a great time we had here. I hope you guys had a great time, too. Next week on the show, we've got a lot for you. The lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason will be here. Sparky the dog will be howling away. New guy Kieran is here saying good night. I give him rabbit ears. It's the Big News Show, you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. That was episode 7. Coming up next week on episode 8... we've got a lot of fun stuff for you. I can't believe it's episode 8 already. We're going to go live from Vic's Bar, of course, like we do. What else are we going to do? Oh, Boxing Bens, of course. And Emma left. Bat Guy. We're going to debut Bat Guy next week, as well as A Guy in Space. I'm going to have some original music for you guys next week, which is always fun. We're going to do Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News, like we always do, because it's very entertaining. We're going to do a couple of movie quotes. One or two, at least. Viewer questions, like we do Sunday, and maybe some other stuff. Who knows? Who knows what you're going to find on the Big News Show? It's a Big News Show every week. We'll see you for the next one.